Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But we have Bette Ellis from the Northwest Area School District on the phone, being the only school district in Luzerne County. And I don't know how you rate up with the other counties that they've all seemed to be raising the school taxes, but Northwest was able not to do it. And I was told that you were a key player in this, Bette.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a key player. I would say I'm part of the team that works so hard to watch the finances in the district. I mean, first and foremost, we have a school board that is very sensitive to the financial climate of our district. You know, we don't have much of a tax base, and we're subsidized by the state, probably about 64%. And when it comes to budget and finance, we use a team approach, and our team consists of Jim McGovern from Lake Lehman, my administrators, my faculty, and my staff. And believe me, they have worked for years mindful of our spending while consciously providing a quality education to the students of the Northwest School District. We were basically given a challenge 5 years ago. We were told, work very hard, and what we're asking you to do is do more with less. And believe it or not, we did. We rose to the challenge. Our teachers, our support staff, all of our contracts were settled because our teachers and staff were sensitive to our financial needs.
And you have quality teachers?
Oh, top drawer. Top drawer teachers who just like our school board, are very conscious and cognizant of the financial status of our district. I mean, we realize there's no tax base. We realize that we're primarily dealing with a lot of senior citizens in our area. And our school boards, as I said, are very concerned with their well-being, and they don't want to see taxes raised. That's a constant question with every educational endeavor we go to do at Northwest. We are asked, our team, my administrative team is asked, what impact is this going to have on the budget? And when we explain it's not going to have a financial impact on the budget, we are given the green light to go ahead and implement any kind of advanced educational initiative and athletic initiative that we have in our bag of tricks.
I was going to say, has this hurt your athletic program at all?
We have not lost one program in the last 5 years at Northwest. Not just athletics, but in fact, we have started to put back some positions that were cut prior to 5 years ago. We have put back a music position to the high school, and this year we're proud to roll out a $300,000 one-to-one educational initiative, which will give each and every student in our district a computer to enhance the learning process and the curriculum.
So
we've made building improvements such as new lockers and ceilings in the high school, and after 50 years, our athletic field and track will boast a new surface. We have implemented a very successful pre-K program and did add additional AP courses at our high school. Some of these things have cost us not any finance at all, but have been accomplished through the hard work of our teachers.
Well,
everything that we have done has been accomplished through careful spending, creative scheduling, grants, and more importantly, our professional community banding together and doing what's best to keep our district up and running. We were afraid we were going to close our doors 5 years ago. We truly were. It was not a very bright future. Things look quite dismal. But that's turned a corner.
So when was the last time you did raise taxes?
To be honest with you, I think it might have been maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
But I
think they were only raised to the index.
Okay. So you haven't, like, you know, I know Scranton. What brought this up today was Scranton was talking about 7.7 to 8% increase in taxes, which is, you know.
Well, let me tell you, if that ever was a thought at Northwest, our school board would have all of us burning the midnight oil to see how we would be inking out every penny to make sure that we didn't do something like that.
Now, you don't foresee putting the taxes up, like, next year. Okay, we skipped this year, but so next year, will do 4%. That's not going to happen.
I don't believe that's going to happen. We will be in the process, probably in September, we'll begin to do maybe a 3 or 4 year projection of our spending. I know our school board president is very adamant about looking to the future and making like a 3 or 4 year plan so that we can project where our spending will be and, if any, what we need to do to adjust to that.
What is the average, can you say what the average salary is of a teacher in the Northwest School District?
Off the top of my head, I cannot accurately say that, and I would not want to make a guess.
Okay. I think that might be, you said they're working with you there, but they're still making a livable, decent wage.
Oh, absolutely. They certainly are, but they are very mindful of the financial status of the district. And as I said, they've done their part in this process.
Are you covering health insurance for them?
Yes, but they do pay a percentage of it.
And
as does the support staff.
Because that's what now Hanover Township just did that. They're making them pay a percentage, which will help the taxpayers.
Absolutely. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that our faculty pays probably the highest percentage in Luzerne County towards their health insurance.
Do you know anything about what Hanover did last night, how much they put through? I'm not sure.
No, I really haven't. I haven't read the papers this morning yet.
They're making, and I think it said the first school district in the area. You might want to correct them on that.
Absolutely, because Northwest has been contributing toward their health care, in the last 5-year contract, and we just recently signed are in the third year of a 3-year contract, and they are contributing, and they're contributing. They're contributing there more than their fair share.
And so the main way that you were able to come to a way not to raise the taxes was teachers who worked with you to have a community that was knit together to be able to make it happen.
And a school board that has been constantly cognizant of the financial climate of the district. Absolutely.
And you're what?
It's been one team effort.
Fiscal responsibility. We know where the money's going.
Absolutely. Every penny.
All right. That's Bette Ellis. She is with the Northwest Area School District. You are Director of
Operations. I work directly under Mr. McGovern, our superintendent.
What do you think other school districts might be doing wrong then, not watching?
Well, I can't speak for other school districts because everybody's climate is different, but I think most school districts are being very realistic about the financial environments today. I truly believe everyone is trying to do their best where that is concerned.
And, well, you're doing a great job in Northwest, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning and tell us about that. I really appreciate your call.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
You have a bet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.